8, 6, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Radio Art Hour, a show where art is not just on the radio, but is the radio.
Oh, radio, radio. Uh-huh. Radio.
The Radio Art Hour draws from the Wavefarm Broadcast Radio Art Archive, an online resource that aims to identify, coalesce, and celebrate historical and contemporary international radio artworks made by artists around the world. Created specifically for terrestrial AM/FM broadcast. Whether it be by commercial, public, community, or independent transmission. Come on a journey with us as radio artists explore broadcast radio space through poetic resuscitations and playful celebrations, subversions of the complex relationship between senders and receivers in this hour of radio about radio. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the Radio Art Hour and Wavefarm's Radio Art Archives.
This is Andy Stuhl with the Wavefarm Radio Art Archive. I'm very pleased to introduce a 1974 piece by Howard Broomfield called A Radio Program About Radio. Broomfield, who passed away in 1986, was a member of the World Soundscape Project, an acoustic education and research group that composer R. Murray Schafer established at Vancouver's Simon Fraser University. The recording you're about to hear was Broomfield's contribution to a series that Schafer directed called Soundscapes of Canada. Across the 10 parts of the series, World Soundscape Project members drew heavily on field recordings they had conducted around the country for programs that attuned listeners to different aspects of Canada's sonic environments while reimagining the form and conventions of documentary broadcast. For the 9th program, Broomfield turned to radio itself as a facet of the acoustic ecologies the group studied. Using historical clips from 1930s radio dramas and interviews he conducted about people's radio listening habits, among many other sources, Broomfield playfully traversed the mystery and mundanity of broadcast radio. The piece is at once an anthropological study and a critical intervention into radio as a major part of the mediated sound worlds that people inhabit. Here is A Radio Program About Radio.
Stay fairly close to Mike. Actually, listening to your program, I did found... Actually, listening to your program, I did find it rather inconsistent in places. It's a very strange program, isn't it?
It's the kind of program that I make.
I know. We had a lot of discussion before we decided to accept it for broadcast as to whether it was suitable for broadcast, whether it came up to the CBC's high standards. Mm. Let me cut that, because that's too much, right? Actually, we did have a lot of discussion about these programs, as we discussed them all, as to whether it was suitable for broadcast. We thought perhaps it would be a bit too far out for many listeners.
It seems to be the kind of thing that I hear on the radio all the time. Someone said it was a radio program, so I just tried to make a radio program about the same way that radio programs are made.
So it's a radio program?
About radio programs.
Come and listen in to the radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to hear the songs of Zion coming from the land of endless spring, get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
I haven't had a radio. I threw my radio away a long time ago, and I haven't listened to it for a while, so I'm just trying to find out what's going on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on
and listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Heaven's glory share.
Oh, CKXL.
Glory share. Turn your lights down low.
Turn your lights down low.
And listen to the master's radio. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Do you ever listen to the radio?
Oh, sometimes.
all events, you know, things that take place.
Yeah. Too many windbags on the radio for my taste.
Come and listen in to the Gloryland Chorus. Listen to the glad hosannas roll.
Turn your radio on, turn your radio on, turn your radio on.
And I like the pro, I like CBC somehow. I don't like commercials.
Get a little taste of love eternal, get a little heaven in your soul, get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on,
turn your radio on.
Oh, nothing special.
Turn your radio on,
turn your radio on,
and listen to the music in the air.
There are a number of commercial stations, the ABC and the national stations. There are two. Those, they're non-commercial.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Have glory shared, glory shared.
CBU and CJLR mostly.
Turn the lights down low.
Turn your lights down low.
And listen to the master's radio.
Not too much different, but in some ways.
Get in touch with God.
Well, I don't know, it's always on when you ask, should we just leave it at the same station? I know it's always music on.
Turn your radio on.
CJJC.
Just at home.
On a truck.
Nothing.
Listen to the songs of the fathers and the mothers and the many friends gone on before.
Oh, she came on, seeing all of them, most of them.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
The whole thing, whenever it's on, I listen to it.
Some eternal morning we shall meet them over on the Hallelujah Show. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
CBF 690, Montreal.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
And listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Heaven's glory share, glory share.
What can you do about it?
Turn the lights down low.
Turn your lights down low.
Ah bah oui, c'est... Ah bah oui, puis les autres, hein, je n'avais pas pensé à ça, moi, je suis très bien avec vous.
Vous avez des amis dans le contrôle.
And listen to the master's radio, get in touch with God, turn your radio on.
That's a good note.
Turn your radio on.
I shop for the words because the words are harder to find. Because I enjoy many of the programs that I hear. Especially on CBC, Ideas program at 10 o'clock.
Yeah?
The French station quite often, CBUF FM.
This is Earl Cameron.
Broadcasting is
Owen
ruled
Godden
by the clock.
CBC Radio.
You must learn to match your delivery to the specific time requirements.
You're listening to CHAK Inuvik serving CFCT. The temperature here in the Delta, 42 degrees. The wind's from the east at 7. The barometric pressure is rising 30.25 inches. We have cloudy skies. Sachs Harbor, 40. The wind's from the northwest at 14. Tuck, 41. The wind's from the north at 8. Port Good Hope reports winds out of the east at 7, 43 degrees. Norman Wells is 44 above. Mountain Daylight Saving Time now, 6:30. Evening report.
Frequency range by increasing the gravitational field around them.
I mixed these sounds from a source tape made by a certain Dr. Wells.
Le cerveau est son propre répertoire. C'est un théâtre sans limite. Un théâtre d'éternelle première.
Music at AM radio stations don't play.
Oh, Michael, I'm so glad you said that. When I first learned that you and Lisa had taken the steps I so wanted you to take, well, I must admit I had my reservations.
Well, I always thought that you favored our marriage.
Oh, I did. I thought it important that Charles have a father. His own father. Once I learned that you were his real father.
Get a little taste of love eternal. Get a little heaven in your soul. Get in touch with God. Turn your radio
I know my daughter.
From the start of this course through to the very end, the experience and know-how of the top professionals will be yours just by turning on a switch.
Perhaps you don't know her as well as you thought you did.
I know my daughter. Oh, how well I know my daughter.
Perhaps you don't know me.
If we keep working and striving. One wise man put it this way. If what you have done yesterday still looks good to you, you haven't done much today. And that, ladies and gentlemen,
tests have shown that prolonged exposure to this sound level induces severe hearing loss and eventually deafness.
Heighten the fun. Brighten the occasion.
To begin at the beginning. It is spring. Moonless night in a small town. Starless and Bible black. The cobbled streets silent and the hunched courtesan rabbit's wood limping invisible down to the slow black, crow black fishing boat bobbing sea. The houses are blind as moles, or blind as Captain Cat, there in the muffled middle by the pump and the town clock. The shops in mourning, the welfare hall in widow's weeds, and all the people of the lulled and dumbfound town are sleeping now. Listen, it comes night, moving in the streets. Processional, salt, slow, musical wind in Carnation Street, Copperfield. It is the grass growing on Flaregab Hill, dewfall, starfall, steep and burning.
I like the general news coverage of it, but I think it's more comprehensive than most.
And plain heather tones for Trell in Morris with another location in Neverville. Now here's music to conclude the program.
Do you ever sit around on a summer night feeling vaguely restless,
crashed into the jungle?
You're a little bored
Republic
with everything and you wonder what to do.
Officials, they're all aboard.
Here's my answer.
Killed.
I jump in the car and go to a ball game. Get out in the fresh air, eat hot dogs, have a whale of a time. Maybe that's what you're missing. Try it sometime.
Oh, I listen to CBC. I forgot about that. I listen to the news on CBC and some of their special programs.
The language of music is... What happens here?
Are the rest of the members of the group as much a purist, purists as you are? You people write a lot of your own songs.
The announcer has often been called the show window of his station. His voice, his personality, and his general deportment create the station's all-important image in the eyes of the general public.
If only what, Michael?
Oh, Alma, there's more than one young man in our family.
Oh, yes, in Australia?
Yeah.
Certainly.
Unfortunately, Tom never had the advantage of a solid family unit.
No, I don't want to be on the radio.
Oh, move by straight?
Of a strong father.
Listen to the songs of the fathers and the mothers and the many friends gone.
Turn the radio on.
Turn the radio on.
Turn the radio on.
Turn the radio on.
Some eternal morning we shall meet there, maybe on the Hallelujah show. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn the radio on.
Ha ha ha!
They're a mixture of entertainment and educational.
Well, I'll tell you what I'd do. I'd stop them from advertising. I'd make it against the law. We don't need it.
The whole spectre of sporting.
Bernie Perrell, Philadelphia, Toronto Flyers, Maple Leafs, a hockey league game. Perrell played with the Philadelphia Blazers, the World Hockey Association last year.
This month, and construction is slated to start sometime after September 1st. What office and fire hall will be contained in one story. The cloud of heaven will be for a fire.
Cari radioascoltatori, buonasera. Qui è Rino Voltaggio che vi parla dalla stazione radio CGVB 1470 che come al solito vi trasmette L'Ora Italiana, un programma radio di bella musica di ieri e di oggi che va in onda dalle ore 7 alle ore 8 pomeridiani, dal lunedì al venerdì e domenica dalle 12 alle 13. A voi tutti buon divertimento.
Stations.
I just listen to what it sounds like.
I hate the capitalist system.
Next Wednesday, when Youth and Struggle will be heard again at this same time, is August 21st. And August 21st is a sad anniversary in the United States.
Free time on the air.
The date of the assassination of George Jackson
CBC,
in 1971 at San Quentin Prison. George Jackson, the black revolutionary leader. And we hope you'll be listening to...
And Struggle.
The makers of Ovaltine present Captain Midnight.
Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday at this same time, by the makers of Ovaltine.
Spotlight on Latin America.
Yes, that poor boy.
Even if the kid doesn't know it, I'm out there walking right with him.
I love the wheels. I love the blinds, the cabooses, the coal cars. I love them all. I love trains. Can't get enough trains.
Expression.
Resist immediately.
All right, nope.
other, providing a sonic environment for dancers that reflects their humanness and leaves room for their music movements to complete the form.
The most music with
often far more complex systems
music
of relations are consciously and laboriously constructed to fashion the inner workings of a music. This latter rather undramatic looking and deliberate activity is perhaps the least known and most time consuming aspect of composing. But this can evolve its own unique form, which in turn can evolve its own unique surface. And if this surface of sound we hear is the one the composer's after, there is no other way of getting it. The outside of the inside.
And decay.
Broadcasting is ruled by the commercial.
Without sweet union of love, Hesiod says, but that then she lay for heaven, and she bare the thing which encloses everything, Okeanos, the one which all things are, and by which nothing is anything but itself, measured so, screwing earth, in whom love lies, which unnerves the limbs, and by its heat floods the mind and all gods and men into further nature. Vast earth rejoices. Deep swirling Okeanos steers all things through all things. Everything issues from the one. The soul is led from drunkenness to dryness. The sleeper lights up from the dead. The man awake lights up from the sleeping.
Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And the seventh priest shall bear before the ark seven trumpets of ram's horns. And the seventh day ye shall compass the city seven times, and the priest shall blow with the trumpets, and it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout. And the walls of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up, every man straight before him.
This is the mic.
Recording engineers James Reed and Colin Bennett. Tape playback on the stage, Vernon Ireland. Maintenance, Raymond Sosa and Mike Campbell. Coordinating technical supervision by Stanley Horobin. And we have the composer, R. Murray Schafer, on the telephone in his office at Simon Fraser University in Vancouver. Here he is, talking with Karen Keyser.
Hello, Murray.
Hello.
This is Karen Keyser speaking.
Hello. I just couldn't conceive that someone died and that the energy that was that person simply disappeared. But I had to believe, and I still believe, in a kind of transmutation of energy, that the energy must go somewhere and be transposed into something else.
Protect and defend the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations to the President.
I told you that telephone.
Because Bruce had said he wanted you and Dick to work with him in the middle of the night.
But he didn't know what I was afraid about. No, actually, I'm not afraid of that. It's wolves, I guess.
Tigers. Tigers scare me.
Yes.
There are wolves around
here. No, I never saw.
There's a tiger.
Where do you hear the nighthawks?
Yeah, Abbotsford Zoo has a tiger.
Let's hope he stays there.
This is the CBC FM network. We're listening to CBU FM in Vancouver.
Good afternoon. Here is the CBC News. A fatal fire and apparent suicide have taken place in Burnaby. The RCMP found a man unconscious and burned in the Burnaby home, and he was dead on arrival to hospital. They also found a woman in the house, and she was tied up and dead, and several fires were still burning. Autopsies have been ordered, and an inquest will be held.
Apparently on
names of the middle-aged couple involved have not been released.
A young man, a white male, described as being young, 5'6", and wearing a tan jacket and blue jeans. He's under the influence of either a drug or liquor. Apparently demanded the car keys of the complainant, a Mrs. Quinn, and he asked for the keys so he could steal the car.
However, Mr. Wallace also said Mr. Bennett is still active in provincial politics while trying to suggest he's retired.
I don't believe so. It doesn't say.
Well, now identified the bomber who boy whose body was found under a capsized canoe on Harrison Lake a couple of days ago. It was that of 6-year-old of North Vancouver. Apparently, his mother and stepfather were with him at the time, and the police are still trying to find the bodies. There are reports that the Dunhill Development Corporation, a home building company bought earlier this year by the provincial government, has been selling residential land at a profit to private developers. It's been reported that in one transaction, completed after the NDP government took control of the company, the corporation sold some prime residential land at nearly double the price it had paid a year and a half before, an increase that would be reflected in the eventual selling price of homes built on the land. In Washington, President Ford met with both his cabinet and the National Security Council and has asked members of each group to stay on the job, at least throughout the initial stages of his administration. Mr. Ford's press secretary, Jerry Terhorst, says Mr. Ford wants suggestions for Vice President to be submitted to him. Apparently, former President Nixon can see the light ahead in his rather dim financial picture. The New York literary agent has told a close associate, Mr. Nixon, the former chief of state can earn at least $2 million for writing. It's reported that Mr. Nixon had a friend look into this matter, so that's it. Meanwhile, two Democratic congressmen from Georgia introduced legislation in the House of Representatives which would grant immunity to former President Mr. Nixon from prosecution. A similar resolution has been presented by Senator Edward Warren of Massachusetts, but he says he won't press for its approval because Mr. Nixon has committed any wrongdoing. That was the news from the CBC's British Columbia newsroom.
I'm George Finstad, and this show is called Music from Other Continents. Today we also have some news from other continents, but more about that later. First, the Trio de Mira sing High, 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 which is simply an expression of great joy, roughly translated as exhilaration, enchantment, elation, ecstasy.
Elle est en cours, la grande vente chez le roi des habits à Chandler. C'est une vente pas comme les autres. Quand le roi des habits fait une vente, c'est toute une vente. Les manteaux en Suède valant $90, laissés à $49. Un lot de manteaux 4 saisons, régulièrement $89.
Ecstasy.
Pour aussi peu que $49.
And just let me tell you. And just let me tell you. And just let me tell you.
Danger.
And just let me tell you.
When head cover is open.
And just let me tell you. And just let me tell you.
Sharp edges.
And just let me tell you.
Tend to shred precious tape.
And just let me tell you. 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 Tell you. Tell you. Tell you. Tell you.
Outline.
Tell you. Tell you.
Sound and hearing. The phenomenon. Historical and cultural attitudes towards sound. Its properties and associations.
And just let me tell you.
Soundscape terms, keynote, sound mark, signal, ear witnesses, speed up of sound, rhythmic contour, noise, 24 summer solstice cycle, signal, keynote, sound marks of Canada, symbolism, people, speech and games, voices in the soundscape, cross Canada dialect survey, directions. Forty-one splicing tape. 7/32 of an inch by 66 feet.
Ideas with Soundscapes of Canada. The 10 programs. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Come and listen in to the radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to hear the songs of Zion coming from the land of endless spring, get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Oh, we had a radio out on the Lolly Ranch then. It was about 22, I think. 22 or 23.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
And listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Heaven's glory share. Glory share.
But it had the earphones, you know. There was no loudspeaker on it.
Turn your lights down low.
Turn your lights down low.
And listen to the master's radio. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. How often did you listen to it?
Oh, every night we were listening to it, and the kids all around us, let me know now, let me get...
Oh, one at a time.
Yeah. We had two of these little things that stuck in your ear, you know.
Come and listen in to the Gloryland Chorus, listen to the glad hosannas roll.
Turn your radio on,
turn your radio on,
turn your radio on.
Get a little taste of love eternal, get a little heaven in your soul.
Oh, yes. Oh, that was quite a treat, mind you.
Yeah.
You bet your life. You get all that news and get it that way. It was all new to us.
Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
And listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Heaven's glory share. Glory share. Turn the lights down low.
Turn your lights down low.
And listen to the master's radio.
But it was lots of entertainment for the kids.
Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Und das, wenn diese gequälten Kreaturen kein Recht und keine Hilfe selbst finden können, sie beides von uns bekommen werden.
This refers especially to gatherings for purposes of entertainment. This is London. This is closing of places of entertainment.
And we had to tell him we'd have a script in the morning.
The regional...
Charlie, I've been thinking over these comic strips.
Program.
Now, take Mutton Jeff. Now, that's popular. One fella is a great big man, and the other one's a little bit of fella.
Jerry's.
And that's what we've got to get. Yeah, but the people aren't going to see us on the radio.
This is the fourth news.
Yeah. Well, we've got to do it with our voices.
Copyright reserved.
Get in touch with God.
If they were hit by a bomb, large numbers would be killed or injured.
Turn your radio on.
Churches and other places of public worship will not be closed.
Maybe if one of us had a high voice and the other one a low voice, that would give them a picture.
Berlin?
Yeah.
German government?
Say, guys, you're right as two rabbits.
His Majesty's government in the United Kingdom.
Yeah, you know, Charlie, I think we're getting somewhere. You can get your voice down pretty low, can't you? Well, yes, I can get down pretty low. Keep going. Get down lower. Like down here?
German government.
Not bad. Now, listen. See if you can put a... Dialect in it. Yeah, well, I'm gonna stay right down here and talk like this here. How does it sound, Brother Goslin?
Sounds great. Now you hold that voice and I'll try to get a high one. Poland.
Yeah, I'll do that. And you get on up there.
Polish territory.
How does it sound stand up here.
His Majesty's government in the United Kingdom.
No, we'll get up higher. Get way up there.
Stand up here.
Yeah, put a little dialect in the thing. And put a rasp in there. Like that little fella that worked in the drugstore in Atlanta. Put a little rasp in there. How do that sound to you now, Brother Khalil?
All gatherings for purposes of entertainment and amusement, whether outdoor or indoor, which involve large numbers congregating together, are prohibited until further notice.
That sure sounds good to me, boy. I think we done got something here. Boy, I sure hope so. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your Vic Paul Family Service.
Charlie, what's the matter?
Starts light
and so.
Did you hear what Willie called those two fellas?
These next 2 weeks. Famous
Amos and
Harry Fox.
Handy Andy. Amos and Andy.
Yeah, Amos and Andy, you're right.
Well, I'll go and show this barbershop here. Up to Mark, see if he knows where I can get a new car.
Best of all,
Hello there, Shorty.
Well, I'll be doggone if what's cooking? You got hiya, King
Finn. Sail is all right.
It's all.
You'll find all the sandwich.
Yeah.
Shorty, maybe you can help me here.
To save one.
I gotta get a fine car in a hurry.
We must now make up our minds. Oh, the day is classy looking all right.
Here is the fourth news, copyright reserved.
I wanted to make it look like a foreign car.
Everyone was crying, oh my God. And we never really expected to see daylight.
So I had the steering wheel put over on the right-hand side.
This is London.
Move the steering wheel, huh?
When I come down the side of the street, everybody look at me.
I'm a lark,
in your choice of beautiful colors.
You know what?
And got quite a bang out of it, too.
It was so thick that we thought we would be asphyxiated.
Why was you diving at a slant?
But he is a man of very tough fiber. We've always been personal friends.
People tell stories.
French horn man.
Sincerely yours by the moon glows.
Musical scholars of ancient India, the musicians.
Oh, that makes me smoke.
Jumping, when you make the scene, the scene is made.
It's radio system. They should always get visual up to a herd of 200 different commercial announcements.
What kind of a game are you playing? What are you doing?
We're playing a brand new game. Just a new game.
Is that your mother you're hitting?
I'm quite unfamiliar with the entire subject of sound and found the broadcast a fascinating one. That's pretty interesting.
Everything issues from the water.
Using it for background music.
Oh, she's paying the penance. That's the game. It's called Hit Her Harder. And if you lose, that's what happens. Go ahead, Charlie. Your raps. Okay. Want to add vitality to your home life? Buy Hit Her Harder. It's fun to play with on Christmas morning.
Each product or service that's extolled to the listener may require a slightly different treatment. Announcements may vary in length, anywhere from 5 or 10 seconds to a full minute, and perhaps even longer. The frequency of commercials brings with it the danger of sameness and the possibility of a particular appeal not getting through to the audience.
Because there's always something coming up which is of concern to the mother.
Wally Terrell,
the prime objective in the minds of the writer and announcer
is right away from Buster McCloud. And finally, on the first reading to Elizabeth Archia Tuckia, thank you very much,
Mrs. Impossible.
The benefits of the product you service and the best of his knowledge.
Gagarin radiophoned to Earth from somewhere out in space.
Captain Midnight.
Superior.
Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday at this same time, by the makers of Ovaltine. Captain Midnight is a new program to many of our listeners. It is written for red.
I'm a guy who eats a lot of soup.
Blooded young Americans, for boys and girls, yes, and for mother and dad, too. For everyone who's young and spirit.
Major Gagarin was back in the Soviet Union,
mystery, suspense.
The world had entered a new...
Present the premiere.
You live a story of real adventure. In the air and on the ground. You'll never want to miss a single broadcast of Captain Midnight. And you want all your friends to enjoy it, too. So be sure...
Ideas on Soundscapes of Canada. This is the ninth program.
Whatever you do... Don't buy a freezer as part of the food plan package.
CBS Radio, a division of the Columbia Broadcasting System and its 217 affiliated stations.
Tomorrow, the last program in the series, Mitchell, all about
to man's imagination.
Had a man, had a baby boy, and I find this is from Sarah. Good evening. I'm Doug Campbell, and this is Ideas. Tonight we conclude our series of Soundscapes of Canada.
At the time, 26 minutes, Edinburgh Universal Time.
At the tone, 6 hours.
Like almost everything in the world, my time may be used for various purposes. My aim is to demonstrate how the modern state may use psychiatry as a weapon against the individual citizen. The involuntary pre-trial psychiatric examination of persons accused of crimes is such a weapon. The individual subjects
And with the same information in the Lucia language, here's Jim Curry.
Unge Inuit General Hospital. Kinet Dahan, January, non Pukwet Enda. Akota Nick Doug Zek only.
Theater of the Mind.
Is it done?
It's called a radio program about radio, is that right?
Right.
The next 60 minutes consist of a radio program about radio. In fact, that's what it's called. And it was prepared by Howard Broomfield, an associate to the World Soundscape Project. Howard's here to explain it to you before you listen to it.
What I've tried to do in the program is to take the stuff of radio, the stuff that radio has been throughout its lifetime, since about 1920 for commercial radio, well, for broadcast radio, I've tried to take that lifetime and compress it into an hour. I've begun, in the first part, by just finding out what people think about radio now. I've kind of done a social survey of radio. And throughout the song, Turn Your Radio On, which was written when radio first came out, it was an expression of the people's first thoughts about radio. Throughout that song, I've put in the clips of what people are thinking about radio now. And in the second part, I try to demonstrate how the sound of radio affected history.
Yeah, you've used a lot of historical material in this program, haven't you? Mm-hmm. Historical tapes, and also, as you just mentioned, material that you collected down on street corners and places like that. Mm. You've produced several radio programs, rather surrealistic programs, of which this is the latest. I've always thought that you're the sort of composer that collects a lot of material out of the trash can.
There are some quotes from certain of the radio personalities in Vancouver, and there are pieces of music that you people have done that have been on the CBC in the past, and I'm not sure what their fate was there.
Well, shall we just... do you want to say anything more about it, or shall we just listen to
it? Let's listen to it.
Ideas on Soundscapes of Canada. This is the ninth program in our current series, and here to introduce it is Murray Schaefer.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's listen to it, and then we go on to the, you know.
Beautiful.
That was Howard Broomfield's A Radio Program About Radio, Part 9 of the 10-part Soundscapes of Canada series, produced by the World Soundscape Project at Simon Fraser University in 1974 under the direction of R. Murray Schaefer. You can learn more about this work and find a link to Barry Truax's extensive web documentation of the larger project at wavefarm.org.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farm's WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.